my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, oh, what a day that will be. My Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day. There'll be no sorrow there, and there'll be no sorrow there, and no more burdens to bear, no more sickness nor pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, oh yes, that will be. And what a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, me by the hand and leads me through day, glorious day that will be. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, all fear is gone. Oh, and because I know, because, amen, because he lives, sing that to him again, and because he lives, oh, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, oh, all fear, yes, it's gone. Amen. Can we stand and sing that first verse to him together? And God sent his Son. Oh, they called him Jesus. He came to love. He led. Oh, yes, he lived and died. Oh, to buy my part. Sing it to him one more time. Oh, and because he lives, yes, I could face tomorrow. Oh, because he lives, all my fear is gone. And because
aren't you glad he's alive and well? Amen. We want to remember to pray for our brother John Belk. He said he's, since Sunday, he's been feeling sick with laryngitis. He's lost his voice. Also, he's having a sinus infection, a fever, and some aches. We just want to remember him in prayer. Also, want to just make an announcement that those helping with the Vacation Bible School need to sign up in the admin building. But if you have a need, our God is more than able to answer. Amen. Amen. As Brother Joe comes and opens the service for us, let's just lift our hands to him and praise his name. If you don't have a need, just thank him for what he has done in your life. Amen. Brother Joe Adams, if you'll come.
Amen. Aren't you glad he lives? That way you can face your tomorrow. You know, it's when you're in your valley that you really have to trust God. Anybody can serve him on a mountaintop. But it's when you're in your lowest of lows and your deepest of valleys that you really have to trust God and know that he lives and that he cares about you. So let's take these needs, your own personal needs tonight, to the Lord and say, God, you may be in your weakest moment. You may be in your lowest valley today, but he's still there. Because his word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, that's a revelation because there's times we feel God is nowhere around. But he said he'd never leave us. So let's just take him in prayer. Father, Lord, what an honor it is tonight, Lord, that we can come into this assembly tonight, Lord, this building that's been consecrated. Lord, a place dedicated to the service of the Lord. Father, there's no games being played here. There's no, you know, like the denominations, no rock stars or anything like that in here. God, this place is consecrated for your service, Lord. And Father, we come here tonight, Lord, to give you praise, Father, to lift up that wonderful name of Jesus, Father. Lord, many may be here tonight. Father, they may be walking in the lowest of valleys, Lord. But Father, they may feel that you're nowhere around. Lord, may feel like Job on his ash heap. But Lord, you gave a word of promise to us, O God, as an elect of this hour. Lord, you said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Lord, you've never forsaken your righteous bride, O God. But you said, I'll be there. I'll be with her. I'll be even in her until that dying day, God. And Lord, we had to hold on to that promise, O God, because these feelings that we have as carnal nature, as human beings, Lord. Lord, these feelings will disappoint us, O God. Lord, they'll make us think that you're not there, Lord. But Father, your word declares that you're always there, God. Lord, you're more than just beside us, Lord. You're more than just above us, God. But you're even with us, O God. You're even inside of us, God. And Father, we're calling upon you tonight, Lord, because we need that God to show up, Lord. Lord, we need to know, Lord, that when we're in that valley, Lord, you're walking right there, Lord. You're walking right beside us, God. It's you that's embracing us. Lord, it's you that has lifted us up, oh God. And we look behind, Lord, we only see one set of footprints, Lord. Those are your prints, oh God. Lord, and I'm asking tonight for my own personal need, Lord, that you just embrace us, oh God, and walk with us, oh God. Carry us through our valleys, Lord. May we learn to trust you in this time, oh God. And may you come tonight, Lord, and pour out your blessings upon us, Lord. Pour out the revelation of your word in this hour, God. Lord, I ask you to speak through Brother Timothy tonight, Lord. May you anoint those lips of your servant, God, to come forth with a word of power tonight, Lord. A word of comfort, Lord God. A word of consolation, Lord, to those that are weak in faith tonight, God. May their faith rise up to claim the promises of God. Oh, God, how we need you tonight, Lord. Lord, as your prophet taught us, Lord, faith doesn't look at the circumstances. Lord, faith looks at the word of God and says it's so, Lord. So we're looking at the promise tonight, Father. For every need that's here, Lord, every heart that's represented, God, you know the need. And Lord, and by your word tonight, we're looking at the victory, Lord God. Lord, because we believe in ourselves, oh God, that you're here with us. And Lord, no man is defeated until he first gives up in his mind. For he first, oh God, quits in his mind. But Father, we're not quitters tonight, Lord. Lord, we're not defeated tonight, God. We're called to be devil defeaters tonight. Lord, we're called to be sons of God and daughters of God, to reign triumphant, Lord God, to know that we serve a God who's greater than every trial. We serve a God who's greater than every valley. We serve a God who's greater than every sickness tonight, God. We serve a God who's greater than every circumstance, Lord. That's the name of Jesus Christ. You're that God tonight. You're our God tonight. You're our healer tonight, Lord. You're our Savior tonight, God. You're our all-supplying need tonight, God. You're everything to this bride, Father. And we're calling upon you tonight, oh God, Lord, to display yourself among us, oh God. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit drop down in this service tonight, Father, and speak to us, oh God. Speak to us tonight, Father. We have need of you, Lord. We love Brother Timothy, Lord, but we don't want to hear what he has to say. We want to hear what you have to say for us tonight, God. So come tonight, Lord. We're calling upon you, Lord. As we submit ourselves to you, bless this service, Lord. Bless the song service, the musicians, Lord, and the song leader tonight. Lord, everyone that have a part in this service, oh God, may we just join our forces tonight, Lord. Join our links of faith tonight, God, and put our shoulder to the wheel. And may we, Lord, come to have service. Come with an expectation to receive from you tonight, God. We ask you just move now, Father. Grant it tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Can take up the offering to the key of F. Sorry, G.
Oh, time is filled with swift transition and not of earth unmoved can stay. Trend. Oh, they will never, God's unchanging hand. Oh, just hold to God's unchanging hand. Yeah, and build your hopes on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging. When your journey is completed, and when your journey is completed, oh, if to God you have been true, then fair. Oh, aren't you looking forward to that day? Your enraptured soul will be.
Can be seated. Amen. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way of God in all my life I see. Oh, and the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the comfort abides with me. Comforter abides with me. And once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides. Oh, he abides, he abides. Yes, he abides. How many's happy tonight? Amen. That he abides with you. Amen. And he has forgiven me. My sins have been washed from His name. Just lift your hands to Him. He has forgiven. Oh, yes. And my sins have been washed from His memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. Oh, He. Amen. Aren't you glad He's forgiven you? Sing it to Him. Aren't you glad that it's Him leading and guiding? Amen. Amen. And all heaven declares, oh, the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare? Oh, with the beauty the Lord, and forever He will be the Lamb upon the throne.
And I will proclaim, oh, the glory of who once was slain, oh, to reconcile man to God. And Lord, forever you will be. Oh, tell him tonight.
Just come and you just take preeminence of this service, Lord. Lord, you do the hearing and the speaking, Lord. God, that you move through every heart and every life, Father. You know each need, you know each heart's desire tonight, Father. God, we ask, Lord, you just reach down, Lord, and do abundantly more than what we can think or even ask, Lord. You're that kind of God. Lord, you know the needs that's in the body tonight, Father. Lord, you know the needs that's in your bride, Lord God. We ask, Father, you reach down and touch the hearts and lives. We submit ourselves to you, Lord. Commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Samuel 30 and verse 1. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop shall overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Amen. We'll let you be seated. Just looking here at verse 6. Well, just the story, as we know, I'm sure we've heard the story before of David here in Ziklag. And he finds himself as they come back from a journey. They find themselves coming to their city where they were taking refuge there in Ziklag, and where they'd left their women and their sons, or their wives and their sons and their daughters. And they come around the corner there, as it were, that day, and come over the hill, and they find this city burnt with fire and nobody left there. And so they begin to cry out and to mourn. And so the scripture says they had no more power to weep. I don't know if you've ever been in that condition or in that place or into such discouragement and such pain and such heartache to where you've cried so much that maybe at night or whenever, and you get to where you just can't even cry no more. This is where they was at. And, you know, David himself was, as the scripture said, was greatly distressed. And sure, it would have been a time that he could have gave up. Maybe he just went on his own way and just said, you know what, I'm through with this. I'm done with this. I've been fighting my whole life. I'm just tired. I'm discouraged. I'm down. I just don't want to go no more. But the scripture says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. That's a wonderful place to encourage yourself. And I'd like to, that'd just be my title if I had to have one tonight, is encourage yourself in the Lord. Because, you know, many times we get in these positions and maybe we haven't, you know, our houses hadn't been burned and someone took our wife and someone took our sons and daughters, but we have times of discouragements. We have times that we're not all the time happy or all the time just joyful, but there are times in our lives that we come to places that, we want to give up, seem like. That's just our flesh. You know, Brother Branham came to those times in his life, and we come to those times, but I know sometimes we have different avenues of trying to get rest for our body and trying to do this and trying to take a load off. But the most beautiful place and the most wonderful place to encourage yourself is in the Lord. Amen. You can encourage yourself on a vacation, but normally on a vacation, you're more tired when you get home than you are when you left. Amen. You can encourage yourself in fleshly things, but amen, that really does not satisfy that deep longing inside of your heart. Amen. That really does not satisfy that deep desire for to be lifted up above the shadows. Amen. Amen. You can go off on an escapade and you can come back and have that same discomfort. It's still there. Amen. But if we can just encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. And in His Word and what He has done in this day and what He is doing in this day. Amen. When we get down to the all and we put it all out, we really don't have a reason to be discouraged. We don't really have a reason to be down. Amen. Because God has done so many mighty things in this hour. Amen. To where we are. We know who we are. We know where we come from. We have a message in this hour that has set us free from dogmas, set us free from unbelief. Amen. Has lifted our faith. Amen. We have a message that has set us free from all ungodliness. We have a message that has set us free from all these things. We have no reason to be discouraged. Amen. It's been said that discouragement is a dissatisfaction with the past. Discouragement is dissatisfaction with the past. It is also a distaste for the present and a distrust of the future. Amen. Did you hear me? Discouragement is dissatisfaction with the past. Usually that's what gets us discouraged. We're dissatisfied with something, how it turned out. We're dissatisfied maybe with how our child turned out or how the job is went or how, and we get discouraged. But it's also a distaste for the present. Amen. We're not happy with the moment that we're in. We're always looking for something better, something greater, or something more wonderful, something to tickle our notion a little bit. But it's also a distrust of the future. We're not fully trusting in a God who can take care of the past. He can take care of the present. He can take care of the future. It is ingratitude for the blessings of yesterday. Indifference to the opportunities of today. My, this is wonderful. An insecurity regarding strength for tomorrow. It is unawareness of the presence of beauty. Unconcern for the needs of our fellow man. Because in discouragement, all we can think about is ourselves. Well, I just need to get away. I just need to go do something, get my mind off. No, what we need to do is get into the Word of God. Amen. You want joy? Jesus, others, yourself. J-O-Y. Come on, somebody. Are you asleep tonight? Listen, it is the unconcern for the needs of our fellow man. It is the unbelief in the promises of old. Discouragement is the unbelief in the promise that says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Oh, my goodness. Discouragement is the unbelief, amen, in a Bible that lays full of treasures. Amen. And a word that will never return into him void. Amen. A word that he has spoken, not that I have spoken. It is impatience with time. It is a mature immaturity of thought. And it is an impoliteness to God. Many are becoming discouraged. What we need is to take courage. What we need is to be encouraged. Trials may come. We never promised to be immune from them. It was never promised that we would not have trials. But it was promised he would be with us in the trial. And he would give us the grace to go through the trial. If the mountain's too high to go over it, or it's too deep to go under it, or it's too wide to go around it, he'll give the grace to go through it. Just don't worry, but keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the one that can take us through. So where does a Christian find their encouragement? It's not out there in the world. Oh, sure, you can find a little rest out there. You know, you go on a vacation, go to a cabin somewhere on the lake, do something you really like to do. Sure, you can find some rest. But let me tell you, your trouble's going to be here when you get back. It's not going to be any better. It's going to be worse. Because you've been ignoring your problems. Amen. You know, that's not the answer to get over things. The answer is the Word of God. This is where we are to encourage ourselves. We are to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Let's look at a few things the Lord spoke about. The Psalms 34 and verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. That's encouragement. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. That's encouragement. That scripture will do more for you than a week's vacation. If you'll really trust in what it says. Amen. I don't have to worry about what's in the morning. I don't have to worry about what's today. The angels of the Lord are encamped about me. And they will deliver me. Psalms 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them. That's encouragement. Amen. That's why I find my encouragement. 37 verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. 55 in verse 22 says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. 103 in verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Our God has benefits. Serving Him has benefits. It has more benefits than any job could ever give you. It has more benefits than all the money in the world could ever give you. If you had every dollar, it could not sustain you but just for a few moments. But this Word of God will sustain you for the rest of your life and throughout eternity. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? That's encouragement. Come on, you can start lifting your heads up now. Amen. Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Every one of us was headed to destruction. Every one of us was headed to hell. Every one of us is headed down the wrong way. But God, rich in mercy, reached down and picked us up. That's encouragement. Amen. That's something to lift your head up about. That a God of gods, oh God, a King of kings would care so much for you. Come on, David. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies thy mouth with good things? Now, he ain't talking about mashed potatoes and gravy and roast beef. He's talking about this Word. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalms 121 and verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills whence cometh my help. That's where you need to start looking. Start looking at the ephod. Start looking at the Word. This is what David turned to. He turned to the Word and said, Lord, well, shall I go up after this army? And shall I overtake them? That's all he asked. Two questions. He asked two questions. God always gives more than you ask. He said, shall I go after them? And will I overtake them? The Lord answered and said, yes, go after them. You will overtake them. And you will get back everything that you lost. What an encouragement. Listen, he wasn't even asking for a promise of getting his wife back or his sons or his daughters. He was asking, should I go? But the Lord said, look, I'm going to tell you, yes, you shall go. Yes, you shall overtake them. And you're going to recover all without fail. Amen. What an encouragement. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, for whence cometh my help. You've been looking too long to where your trouble's coming from. This is what we do. Satan comes and that's all we can see is the trouble. It's time we turn our eyes to the hills whence cometh our help. Amen. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He's always on the job. Maybe I wanted to hear a happy sermon. I don't know. Isaiah 40 and verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You're talking about a renewing. You're talking about a renewing to where you can run and not be weary. There ain't a one in this building that could do that right now. Run to Homer and see if you're tired when you get there. Amen. Walk and see if you don't faint. But we're talking about a spiritual renewing. We're talking about something that ain't just a temporal thing, but it's an eternal value. Amen. Something that renews you, not for just a few moments to get a few more nights rest. Or just a little relaxation to get away from a job that's so temporal and so carnal. And yes, we need those things. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not preaching against vacations. I know some of you, well, Brother Timothy, he done went off the deep end. Oh, I enjoy them too. But what I'm talking about is once we worry about renewing the inner man. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." 2 Corinthians 4, this was encouragement. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16 said, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." Let's put it in perspective here. This trial that I am, is it just for a moment? It may last me the rest of my life, but it's just a moment. Amen. It may last me till the rapture, but it's just for a moment. Worketh for us some far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Talking about encouraging ourselves in the Lord. That's what we want to do tonight. That's why we come to the house of God. This is why we come. Amen. You say, "Well, I don't need no encouragement." Won't you come to encourage others? Amen. You know, I always wonder about those that sit out there and like, "Well, I don't need church. I got perfect." Won't you come help somebody else get perfect? Why don't you come and encourage somebody else? Say, "You can do it, brother. You can do it, brother. You can do it, brother." Hebrews 2 verse 1 says, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will." Sounds like our day. "For under the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, 'What is man that thou art mindful of him?'" Who are you? Who am I, Lord, that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care about my worth? Who am I? What is man that thou art mindful of him, and that thou visiteth him? Oh my. Ain't it wonderful to be someone that the Lord loves to visit? Hallelujah. "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedest him with glory and honor. Thou didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus." Sure, we know all things under and under him, and we still got trouble. We got trials. But we see Jesus. That's why I'm encouraging tonight. That's what I'm looking to. I don't want to look at a trial. I want to look at Jesus. "Who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom all are all things, by whom are all things, bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferance. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one." Boy, I'm encouraged. He said, "He that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one." Now I know why he's mindful of me. Because I'm him. He can't forget me, because if he forgot me, he would forget himself. "Saying, I will declare thy name unto the brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. Because I know he died. And through death, he might destroy him that had power of the death. That is the devil. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not unto him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. He became me. He became flesh, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Through these sufferings, he is now able to help me who's tempted in the same things he was tempted at. Hallelujah. So we are to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Look here in Nehemiah 4. I preached a message on build the wall, but I want to take a little portion of this. Nehemiah 4 and verse 1. We're just going to go through a few scriptures tonight. I know that's okay because we're here to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. I didn't come to bring you the news of the ball game or the news of that. Or this, the star. I come to bring you the news of the morning star. Be encouraged in this. Amen. Amen. We're talking about a star that won't fail you. Amen. We know the story here of how Nehemiah wanted to go, and we heard the story of how he wanted to see the walls of Jerusalem that was tore down, and he wanted to go rebuild the walls because Sanballat had his way. He'd go in and out with the walls that was torn down. So we know the story. And so here in verse 4, they were beginning to rebuild the walls. And they said, it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he spake before his brethren, the army of Samaria, and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end of the day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. In other words, they can't do nothing. What are you worrying about? But hear this cry. It said, hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach upon their own head. Give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Cover not their iniquity. Let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they provoke thee in anger before the builders. So built we the wall. And all the wall was joined together into the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. They wanted to get this job done. Amen. They didn't really care what Sanballat had to say or to Dubai or anybody else. They had a job to do, and they was going to build this wall. And he says here, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength... Now listen, at one time there in verse 6, they had a mind to work. Now time progresses. And Judah says, the strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed. Fatigue set in. Listen, there's four things that brings on discouragement. One of them is fatigue. We find it right here in the scripture. Fatigue, things automatically, when you're fatigued and you're tired and your body's worn out, things automatically seems worse than what they really are. And he says, and there is much rubbish. Frustration set in. We've been working and we've been working and we've been working and there ain't much change. Look at all this rubbish. Things pile up. We can't seem to do what we need to do. frustration sets in. So that we are not able to build the wall. Failure. Failure. We're not able to build the wall. Failure comes. We try and we try, and it always seems we come up short. Sets into discouragement. Next verse, then our adversary says, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. Fear. One of Satan's greatest attacks. So we have this verse, fatigue, frustration, failure, and fear. If he can't get you frustrated, he'll try to make you fear it. If he can't get you to do this, he tries to get you so wore out, you're like, man, I can't take another step. All I do is fail. And that's all we even look at anymore is our failures. And we're looking at our failures instead of looking at what he's already done. We're looking at a failure instead of looking at one who cannot fail. We're looking at frustrations instead of looking at the joy of the Lord is my strength. We're looking at fear instead of looking at all the times God came and the angel of God came and spoke. Fear not. This is what they was trying to do to stop the work of God. Was to cause fatigue, frustration, fear, and failure. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all the places whence you shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Now they're getting other people like, look, you're going to fail. They're fixing to come kill you. Therefore, said I, Nehemiah, in the lower places, behind the wall and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows. Nehemiah said, we need to take courage. Let's take our shields. Let's arm ourselves. Let's begin to depend on what God has already said. This is our promise. God has given us this place. This is our inheritance. Amen. We ain't got to let Sanballat and Tobiah and all them have their way. We have been commissioned to build this wall. And I looked and rose up and said to the nobles and to the rulers and the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Let's deal with fear. Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord. Let's deal with frustrations. Let's deal with failures. Let's deal with all the rest of it. I don't want you to think about your failures. I don't want to think about the past days. You didn't hardly seem to get nothing done. I want you to remember the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Laodicea, I don't want you worried about failures or past mistakes. Remember the Lord. Amen. Which is great. Who's greater, Tobiah, Sanballat, or the Lord? Which one's greater, your problems, your trials, your temptations, your struggles, or the Lord? And terrible. He's great and he's terrible. Oh man, like we said the other day, that old wimpy little lamb walking down, looking at that lion and that bear looking at him growling. He's like, I'm with him. He's walking with the shepherd. Amen. Remember the Lord in the worst times of your life. Remember Him. And fight. And fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Pick up those swords. Pick up those shields. Pick up those bows. Pick up those arrows and begin to fight. This is not a time to be discouraged. This is a time to encourage yourself. You know, wait a minute, Brother Timothy. You don't understand all the people that's falling away and all the things that's going on and all the problems in the land. I know exactly what's happening. Prophecies are being fulfilled. It's the end time. Hello. Men's hearts are failing for fear. There's a strong delusion that's going forth. Amen. Falling away that's taking place. Amen. We see it right before our very eyes. This is not the time to get discouraged. This is a time to fight. I will not let the devil have my daughter. I will not let the devil have my son. I will not let the devil have my father or my mother. I will fight for them. How are you going to fight? Down on your knees. Before the ephod, Lord, shall I pursue? Lord, shall I overtake them? Yes, you will pursue. Yes, you will overtake them. And you will recover all without fail. Somebody needs to say praise the Lord. Amen. We will recover all without fail. Amen. I'm not looking at circumstances. I'm not looking at past mistakes and past problems. I'm looking at a word that will not fail. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us. And God had brought their counsel to nothing. Then we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work, the other half held with both spears and shields and the bows and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, they which built it on the wall, and they that bear burdens, and those laid it, every one of them, every one with one of his hands wrought to work, and with the other hand held a weapon. Woo-wee! Hallelujah. He said they would build it on the wall. They that bear burdens and they that laid it. Every one of them had a hand to work and the other hand a weapon. Listen, he didn't just call preachers to fight. He called you to fight. He called you to fathers. He called you fathers to stand in your house and fight for your children. He called you daddies to get on your knees and cry out to God for their salvation. What's happened to us? We see our sons, we see our daughters out there, and we don't even, like, oh, well, that's our attitude. What's happened to us? You better encourage yourself in the Lord. We can find in 2 Chronicles, we won't read it, or at least not all of it. 2 Chronicles 32 talks about the king of Assyria that came against Hezekiah. And they came there and they began to put a siege on Jerusalem. And, so Hezekiah took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains that were without the city. And so they gathered much people together and they stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, why should the king of Assyria come and find much water? In other words, why are we going to let the devil be comfortable here? On our land, on what God has given me, upon my promise, how long am I going to let him stay there? He's over there drinking from your brook. And so, and it says that Hezekiah strengthened himself and he built all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers and another wall without and repaired Milo in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captives of war over the people and gathered themselves together in the street at the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria. In other words, don't fear him. For all the multitude that is with him, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and fight our battles. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stand up here before you comfortably. I'm going to tell you tonight, be strong. Be very courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed at Satan or his devices, nor at all the demons that are with him. For there's more that is with us than there is that is against us. Hallelujah. With him is nothing but the arm of a defeated person. He has an arm, but it's a defeated arm. Because we done heard about how Christ stripped him of every power. He's got an arm, but he ain't got no power in that arm. Hallelujah. But with us is the Lord our God to help us. Don't you understand who's on your side? Why you got to run off at every discouragement? Why do we run and hide and tuck our tails? Oh, we're not confident in the God who holds our future. That's why I think that's what I read, something like that. Are we showing an impoliteness to God instead of trusting him in the worst moments of our life? We become impolite and become discouraged and say, I feel like giving up. We could become unaware of the presence of his beauty. We could become unconcerned for our fellow man. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's my problems, my issues, my struggles, my troubles. And we forget that we're to help bear the burdens of others. And we have this, we become to where we have an unbelief in the promises of old. Isaiah 41 and verse 8 says, but thou Israel art my servant, Jacob who I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Oh, ain't it wonderful to be a friend of God? Amen. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. I'm fixing to give you something to fight with. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. As chaff. I'm fixing to give you a sharp instrument that has some teeth. And that mountain is standing in your way. You're to use the word of God upon it. Not by might, nor my power, but by my word, saith the Lord. Amen. This mountain shall be removed. He gave me something with some teeth. Where's that devil at? I got something I want to hit him with. Come on, somebody. Well, you, Brother Timothy, it's cancer. I'm the Lord God, that healeth all thy diseases. It's amazing how he puts words in Scripture. He used a little three-letter word, all. That's a powerful word. Man, let me see. In them three letters, I can fit high blood pressure. I can fit cancer of any kind. I can fit a sugar diabetes. I can fit anything in them. Listen, we had a little boy one time come to our prayer line. There, me and Brother Danny, my first time, I think it was his second time to Poland in that area. We had a youth convention. We went and preached. Had this little 11, 12 years old come up to the prayer line. And it wasn't a fast prayer line like we have at our youth camp, but it was one where they came and they stopped and told us their need, and we anointed them with oil and prayed for them. This little boy looked at us, tears streaming down his face. Of course, he's speaking another language, spoke to Brother Daniel Mazur that was here. Brother Daniel looked at us and said, of course, you could tell. I mean, he was just saying it, but his head was down. He was beat down with this thing. But Daniel said, this young man says he wets the bed every night. You're talking about a 12-year-old boy. Wets the bed every night, and he's tired of it. And he wants God to heal him. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm a man. My compassion reached out for this guy. I put myself in his and thought, Lord, would I have enough boldness at 12 years old to come up to a group of men and say, this is my problem? But he wasn't coming to men. He was coming to God. And God gave him a new sharp threshing instrument that had teeth. And he said there, I'm the Lord God that heals all thy diseases. We pray for that young boy. Heard later, Brother Daniel told me the testimony. Said not one more time did he wet the bed. That's God. That fits in all. Amen. Whatever your problem, whatever your sickness is, it fits in all. Amen. He said the angels encamp about those who fear them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord thy God delivered them out of them. What is your problem? It all fits in all. Every situation you can go through, every problem, every struggle, every hindrance, every trial, every temptation fits right down, right in all. Why should I be discouraged? Why should I fear? He says, look here. He said, I'm going to make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth, and thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Listen, I've taken an anthill and beat it down to nothing. Come on, y'all have to. Don't lie to me. You get sick of them things, biting your kids and this and that. You'll do whatever you can do and throw some gas on it, put some poison on it, whatever. We're talking about a mountain. We're talking about go to Mount Everest and do that. You're going to be there a while. Go up in the hills of Ozarks, you're still going to be there a while. But we're talking about a mountain that's in your way. He's given you something to fight it with. And you're to beat that thing with this new sharp instrument having teeth until it's nothing but a little hill to where you can step right over the top of it. And then he said, what is going to happen? You're going to take it and you're going to turn it heels into chaff. Chaff is a little white, light substance that's around wheat, I believe. And he says, thou shalt fan it. If you ever come to my house or I'm out in my yard, I'm doing this, I'm fanning the devil. Because I done beat the snot out of him. Come on, somebody. Listen, we're Southern people. Y'all know what that means. Y'all done took something and whooped him upside down the other. Listen, we're not some... Boy, y'all look at me like some self-righteous people right now. He said, beat the snot out of them. Hey, I like him when he's running snot everywhere because I done beat him half to death. I don't like him when he's got that little happy face over there sitting on my porch like, ha, 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 look what I've done. I don't like it when it's like that. I like it when he's got his tail and his taillights are hitting the door going down, going all the way out the road, all the way down to 540. That's the way I like it. Come on, somebody. I know this is a Wednesday night and you're scared to death what's going to happen tomorrow, but we're supposed to be encouraged. We're supposed to take courage because the Lord, our God, will fight for us. We're to take this new sharp weapon and begin to say, no, I don't have to take that. No, I don't have to be bound by depression. Amen. Menopause, that fits right there in all. I don't have to be bound down by that. And he says, the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. But you know, it's when you're discouraged, that's when the devil can really pour it on. That's when he tries to. That's when he tries to get you. Oh, you come to church and say, well, I don't know. I don't know if I ever get better. I've been prayed for twice. And there he is saying, oh, you might as well go home. But when you can cast that aside. See, God don't want you frowning. That's a good thing to say tonight. God don't want you frowning. God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't ever be upset. Ooh. Just walk in His love, knowing that you're walking in Him and nothing can harm you. There's nothing can harm you. There's neither power, nor things present, nor things future, nor things, nothing that can separate us from Him. We're in Him. We never come in by our own will. He by choice elected us, brought us to Him. It's His business to take care of what He's took to Himself. No man can pluck them from my Father's hand because He's the greatest of them all. Amen. It's the Father who takes care of it. Who's got any more power than God? So what kind of power have you got over you to take care of you? Maybe I need to say that a little slower. What power do you have to over yourself, to take care of yourself? What power do you have? What power do you have to change tomorrow? What power do you have to change today? Can you by thought add an inch to your stature, Brother Joe? Well, that'd work great on a diet too, if you could do that way too, wouldn't it? You ain't got that kind of power. Oh, we think man's a powerful man, and there are, have been powerful men in the world, but every one of them was under the powerful Almighty God. That's why I don't worry about current events and what's going on in the world. All I know is it's fulfilling prophecy, and God has it all in control. There is nothing out of His control. There is no problem that He can't solve. There is nothing that He can't take care of. Listen. The whole power that created the universe, that took the solar system, and He blew it like that. And every star went into its place. And that same God watches over you. That's the kind of Father we have. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. We're living in a terrible hour. Ain't that a statement? Don't be discouraged. We're living in a terrible hour. Terrible statement. Hard statement. Fearful statement. But I didn't finish the statement. Terrible hour for the unbeliever. But a wonderful hour for the believer. For we're near the end time when we're looking for the coming of the blessed Lord. That's why we're here, redeeming the time, because we know we don't have much time left. We know we're right at that moment. Brother Daniel Mazur here speaking on the vision. Done a wonderful job talking about John. I thought about, as he brought it out, how John, walking on that island with all those scorpions and all this stuff going on around him, how easy it would have been to look at that situation. But he got caught up into another dimension. Oh, I love that. Say, God, catch me up. How many can say that tonight? Lord, catch us up. Catch us up above Laodicea and all the discouragement that's around us and all the problems and all the situations and all the scorpions and the snakes and the spiders and all the... Lord, catch us up, Father. Amen. When he caught up, he says in Revelation 1, verse 17, he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me. So he said, I'll keep you with the right hand of my righteousness. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. No human being can stand there in that vision, seeing that. His strength utterly gone. John fell as one dead. But the hand of the Lord in love touched him. And the voice of blessing said, fear not, don't be afraid. I'm alive forevermore. What is there to fear? The judgment that fell upon him at the cross and the grave. And when he descended, it was for us. He absorbed the full brunt of the wound of sin. And there is therefore now no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus. See, for a surety, our attorney is our judge. He is both attorney and judge and judge. And as judge, the case is settled. It is finished. There is now therefore no condemnation. Why should the church fear? What promises has been given? What promises has he ever failed to manifest before us? Why should it fear punishment or death? It has all been overcome. Here he is, our mighty conqueror. He is the one who conquered both worlds of the seen and unseen. Not like Alexander, who conquered the world at age 33 and knew no other way to turn for the conqueror. So died and victim of sin and righteous living. Not Napoleon, not any of them, but we're talking about Christ. He that descended has now ascended above all. And unto him has been given a name that is above every name. Yes, he conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave and has the keys thereof. And what he looses is loosed. And what he binds is binds. And there is no changing it. There was no conqueror before him and there is none beside him. He alone is the Savior. He alone is the Redeemer. He is the only God. The Lord Jesus Christ is his name. Don't fear. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you're an heir to. All my power is your power. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I have not come to bring fear. I have not come to bring failure, but I've come to bring love. I've come to bring courage. I've come to bring ability. All power is given unto me and it is yours to use. You speak the word and I will perform it. That is my covenant and it can never fail. So encourage yourself in the Lord. Maybe you've been walking around Laodicea and you've got your eyes upon everything else. You're looking down. You're looking down at all the problems. Maybe like David was. Here he was in as a king, his whole family turned against him. Absalom now was trying out to get his life. What did David say? Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Have you heard that? But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. God, lift us up tonight. Lift us up above Laodicea, Father. Lift us up above our problems and our situations and all our struggles we've had on this Wednesday. Let us see you, God. I mean, it would say, Lord, let me see you, Father. I'm tired of looking at all the things around me. Let me get lifted up tonight to where I can see you, the living God, the everlasting Father. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down to sleep and I'll wake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves around me, against me round about. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth to the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Won't you stand to your feet? Lift your hands. You encourage yourself in the Lord. You've heard the scriptures tonight. You've heard the things. Say, Lord, that's me, Father. Lift me up right now, Father. You talk to Him. Come on, real sincere right now. What would it be right now if you had been as David, lost your sons, lost your daughters, but you heard a word that said you're going to go after them and you will catch them and you will recover all without fail. Hallelujah. Why don't you encourage yourself until God speaks to you? Why don't you encourage yourself until God confirms it to you and God comes down on the scene and He speaks directly to your heart? Say, God, lift up my head. I've been down. I've been depressed. I've been against everybody. I've been smarting off to this one. I've been doing this. I've been tore up, God. But today, Father, I lay it down at your feet. Today, God, I say, Lord, come down. Lift me up above the shadows, Father. Lift me up above this depression, oh God. Right now. Right now. You speak to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Michael, you got something on your heart. You speak to Him. You talk to Him. I've done the preaching. I've laid it out. I've said, Lord, you encourage yourself in the Lord. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. Amen. Maybe you just say, Lord, help me, Father. Help me, Lord. I can't do this on my own. I'm coming to your word tonight, Lord. I'm looking at the ephod. I'm asking, God, can I pursue these? Will I overtake them? Lord, respond back to me, Lord. Respond back to me, Father. Speak to me, God. Come and touch my heart, Lord. God, right now, I lay it all aside, Father. Lord, I want to fight for my daughters. I want to fight for my husband. I want to fight for my wives. I want to fight for all that you have given me. Lord, I want to be one of those that's building a wall in one hand and has a sword in the other hand, ready to fight any enemy that comes in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Jesus, may we be encouraged tonight, Lord. May we encourage ourselves in the Lord. Oh, sure, we've petted the flesh many times, took our vacations, took our times off, get away from our issues and our problems. Lord, we come right back and they're still there. Lord, those things are needful. But Lord, what's more needful is to be lifted up into your presence. God, to where we can be encouraged. To where no matter what comes by our way, what matter of problem hits us tomorrow, it don't matter. I will rejoice anyway. I will praise His name anyway. I will glorify the God of heavens. Lord, thank you for this sharp instrument that has teeth that you've given me, Lord. This word that will never fail. This word that I can have confidence in. As that eagle that was blown down in that storm, Brother Branham talks about, Lord. Here's the chatter, 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 chatter. You can't make it. You can't get back up. You can't do it. You're just down. You're defeated. There's no way you can make it out of here. But he had confidence in those two wings that you gave him. He didn't have to fear nothing. He didn't have to fear the prophet. He didn't have to fear a 270. All he had to do was just flex those wings. He felt the wind begin to blow and he picked himself up. God, may there be a people today. Pick themselves up, oh God. Lord, may they lift up above the shadows. Set those wings in the heavenlies. May the Holy Ghost begin to blow through this building, Lord. Through every heart and every life, and the enemy be driven away as chaff. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, let's sing this song. Come into your presence. Oh, yes. I lift up both my hands and I worship Him. Oh, when I come into His presence, remembering what He's done.
And the victory.
Come on, somebody, I'll praise Him.
Oh, so I praise Him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I praise Him.
Oh, for all He's done for me.
He redeemed and set me free.
Lord.
And the victories.
Yes, remember the Lord.
So I'll pray.